Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to a Dolphin Friday here, brought to you by Gunther Mazda. Get your new Mazda with Gunther Plus at Gunther Mazda or online at GuntherMazda.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Hollywood, Zach here with you, and we head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here to bring in the big horse himself, fresh out of the COVID protocols, Joe Rose. The health and safety protocol.
I'm so glad it's so funny.
I'm just happy you're feeling better.
Laughing.
What do you mean?
No one's laughing at you.
Yeah. Right.
Laughing at the situation. We're not laughing at you.
Right. How are you feeling, Joe Rose?
How are you feeling, more importantly? Because a lot of texters have cared how you're feeling this week.
I'm doing okay. Thank you. I'm doing okay. I've done better. But obviously, I could be doing a lot worse, so I'm okay. I didn't expect this when it popped up last week, and so I've been a little surprised on how long this thing takes to get going in the right direction. So anyway, enough of that, man. Enough of that.
All right, so here's the thing with Joe. I know you're having some serious buildup here because I know you love doing the show. And there's been some topics this week that I think would have really got you going just a little bit here. The Aaron Rodgers stuff, the Antonio Brown stuff.
Killed me. It killed me.
I know. I know. I spoke to you yesterday, and you wanted to go on and on about this stuff. And I'm like, Joe, you know, I spent 4 hours this morning talking about it. So what do you want to jump into here, Joe? You want to Aaron Rodgers with the – I know you're a big Aaron Rodgers fan, so why don't we start – we can start there with you. We will get into the Dolphin stuff, by the way, but – Joe, should off-the-field stuff have any impact on MVP voting, Hall of Fame voting, any of that kind of stuff?
No. I mean, yeah, if you kill somebody, yeah, or something, okay. Something right. Serious, but, like, for a voter to go on a radio show and rip Aaron Rodgers, he's a different bird. We know that. It's been well-documented for years. But for a guy to come out and say he would never vote for this guy, he should lose his vote. He should never be allowed to vote again. He's what kills. He's part of why the media gets a bad name. Old grumpy guys like that are exactly you feel that way. I get it. There's a human side of everything about how we feel about certain people. But I got to be honest, man. You go public with something like that, you should lose your vote. Which sounds like it would kill this guy to lose his vote, but to go on a radio show and then right after that go, uh-oh, I really messed up on this one. Yeah. Yeah. You should lose your vote. You should be out of it. It's the most ridiculous thing. He is the MVP. He got the best record. What he's done, I think it's amazing the fact that the guy literally didn't even know if he's going to play for the team and didn't practice with any of his guys. those two picks in the first game and they lose. Yeah. They get pounded by the Saints and goes on, and nobody's even close to this guy the rest of the season. Got a total of 4 interceptions, and he's had a bunch of his offensive linemen out, and all they do is win, win, win. It's one of the most remarkable seasons for an NFL player we've ever had. It really is. It's been that spectacular what he's been able to do.
Yeah, it is pretty impressive, Aaron Rodgers. And I said this the other day when this whole thing came out. It's the MVP is not most valuable person, it's most valuable player. You don't have to be a good guy to win this award. You have to be a really good player. And you're right. If he didn't come out and say this, kept it personally, didn't, you know, no one would ever know and no one would ever care. But the fact that he did, it should be revoked right away, whether he's upset by it or not. You can't come out and make this a personal thing. That's why everyone's mad at all the Baseball Hall of Fame voters all these years, right? Because it's always a personal thing with them.
Well, look, and nobody holds a bigger grudge. And, you know, Armando's kind of come out from time to time as an NFL voter, and he's kind of let people know how he feels about certain things. And every time I hear it, I go, ooh, man, listen, no matter how you feel about a guy, is he one of the best to ever play? If he is, you got to let that go. And I just feel like some of these NFL writers that put people in the Hall of Fame through the years, if they don't like a guy, it's like, well, he'll get in, but he's not getting in on the he's not going to be a first-time eligible guy to get in. I mean, look, if you're real good, I appreciate we all like really good players who treat all the writers right and do all the right things. Those are special guys, and you build up great relationships with the writers through the years, and we've had some really good guys get in. But, boy, I think you got to be real careful when you make a guy wait 5 or 6 years because you want to teach him a lesson, even though his numbers are screaming, I'm one of the greatest to ever play. It's a touchy one, and that's where you get your old grumpy sports writers. The old white sports writers thing always pops up, and you're right, baseball is going through it too.
Yeah, I mean, just be smart and don't vote for him, but just keep it to yourself.
Correct.
I mean, he's a bad guy. Don't vote for him. But yeah.
How mad are you to go on a radio show and tell him what a bad guy Aaron Rodgers is? And Aaron Rodgers hit it right on the head. This just has to do with vaccination. I mean, he's partially right. It has to do with the vaccination, which, as we know here in South Florida, anytime vaccinated or not vaccinated, it brings out an unbelievable response to the text machine. And, you know, it gets a nice divide going with everybody.
All right, Joe, this Antonio Brown deal here is just continues to take wild turn after wild turn. There's a woman involved in this thing now. You know what she's famous for, right? This woman that's involved in the Antonio Brown deal. She's famous for the taking the COVID toilet licking challenge. Like that's actually what she's famous for. She publicly licked a toilet seat in an attempt to get COVID. That was her deal here. But now there's a woman involved in this thing. What do you make of this whole deal with Antonio Brown?
So here's the deal. Like he said, she said, going with Tampa Bay, and now Tom Brady's health guy is involved in this and giving his money back. He was injured. He wasn't injured. I think the coach came out, and I love people are questioning the coach now, Bruce Arians, who seems to be a pretty straight shooter. I mean, it's pretty much he's got a little old school in him, tells you how you stand. He goes, look, I don't know what this is all about. He's upset he's not getting targets. He told me at halftime he was pouting about not getting enough footballs thrown to him. There's a lot of incentive money. Feels he's not being used, so now he's going back to the I'm injured and I can't play through this. And so everybody the last few days been breaking down. Well, did you see him jog off the field? Well, that's different. And you pick him back up, and there's still conversation about teams pick. This pattern is not going away with Antonio Brown. It's just not going away, whatever it is. He just turned on Tom Brady. I mean, nobody has kissed his ass and tried to help him more than Tom Brady, the greatest of all time. You pick him up for a run in the playoffs, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or anybody else that's got pretty good control of everything on the team, you're asking for trouble, especially when it comes to money and incentives and wanting the football. I just think you're playing with fire. This thing is with him. I wouldn't want him on the team. I'm done. I don't care how good he is. I don't know how great a number one receiver he is. He just this pattern happens over and over again in some of the best situations you could have on a football team. And all they want him to do is come in and play. And it's incredible all the junk you get with this guy over and over again. I'm just tired of hearing about it. People defend the guy. You have a right to do whatever you want, but it's just getting old now. I get that he's a really good receiver, still a really good receiver, takes great care of himself, but the other stuff just absolutely kills it for me, all this other junk. Against the New York Jets, and we've got drama. We've got drama at Tampa Bay getting ready for the playoffs, and you're playing the stinking Jets? Just don't get it, man.
Do you think Antonio Brown plays another down in the NFL?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Right. I think he's not in the NFL at this point.
Everybody's going to be tempted because he is a number one dude when he's playing. You saw the game he had against Xavier Howard. You've seen the game he had just a couple of weeks ago when all those guys were out. You're going, man, they're lucky they got this guy. And then out of nowhere, not off to a good start, down a couple of scores. And you're pouting at halftime about not getting the ball thrown to you. And then you're going, well, my ankle hurts. I can't play. I'm not playing.
Yeah, so. It's interesting. Well, I have to ask you this, Joe. I want to ask you real quickly and go to a different subject. We are a couple days away now from the national championship game. Is it just a fatigue that we're not getting a lot of talk about this nationally and it's just kind of the game that's coming up Monday? Am I not seeing it like I usually see it where it's this big hyping of a national championship game? It is the two biggest and best teams in college football, yet it just seems like the fatigue might be getting to a lot of people out there.
It is the two best teams in football, clearly, in college football. Whether we had a playoff of 20 teams or just the four, they are clearly the two best teams. But I just think that game's been hurt by the fact that they just played each other in an SEC championship game. And I think that has really hurt this game a lot. Although I think a lot of people still going to be watching to see what kind of adjustments Georgia makes to make it a better game. They seem to match up better than what we saw the first time around. I thought it was one of Saban's best coaching jobs ever. The way he exposed that secondary of Georgia, that was giving up like 7 points a game, that defense. But I'm really curious to see what's going to look like a second time around. But, yeah, I think anytime two teams play each other and then play each other again a couple of weeks later, it loses a little something.
All right, Joe, Dolphins and Patriots Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium, 4:25 kick. We've been talking, as you can imagine, a lot about the future of the team here, seeing as this game will not have an impact on the Dolphins' postseason hopes, which are now gone. Tua Tagovailoa, the big discussion point here, Joe, is there anything that he can do on Sunday that would maybe sway your opinion or change your opinion on his future with this team after the performance that he had against Tennessee?
No. I know what Tua is. I think I got a pretty good feel how good Tua is. I understand if you get more around him, Tua's going to be better. But Tua's not going to take teams that don't have a lot of talent. He's not going to be able to get the most out of them. I think he'll play better this week at home. Weather conditions will be a lot better. That in itself is still an issue for me, that you've got to have a quarterback that can play in all conditions, including – in the Northeast and cold weather cities late in the year. And he just did not play well in the cold weather, the combination of snow, rain, and wind against Tennessee. And that, by the way, by itself is an issue because you're going to have to play in those games every year. You very seldom are going to be able to skip and miss all those games. At some point late in the year, you're going to end up in a couple of cities. Usually it's Buffalo the last game of the year. It's been New England the last game of the year. So I expect he'll play better this week. It's another good test for this team. They step up in competition for a second week after just getting their butts kicked last week by Tennessee. But I think the team knows what they have in Tua Tagovailoa. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, that cold weather thing is a little bit strange. And we're talking about Tennessee. We're not talking about Buffalo or New England or one of those places where, like, it really gets cold. I heard Crowder joke that the Tua was going to go to Alaska and throw with a seal during the offseason.
Say he's going to go up and spend time with his brother in Maryland and get more used to it. And I'm like, ooh, that probably should have been happening before you were coming back and knowing there's a good chance. By the way, he only missed it by a day. You know what's crazy? Tennessee was like 70 degrees on Saturday that week.
Of course, right, of course.
So, and then, of course, the cold front comes in with that nasty weather, and he's having trouble getting the ball out of his hands. So, yeah, but I think the team's got a pretty good idea what they have. Matter of fact, didn't the team kind of show their hands with the Deshaun Watson thing, honestly? Did that just randomly show up and become
right.
the topic?
Yeah, and that's where my follow-up was heading, Joe. How does this get addressed here? And we're going to have plenty of time to talk about the offseason here, but if you had to guess right now, I guess they'll explore Deshaun Watson, but we don't know how realistic that option is going to be. If he has to get a lot of stuff cleaned up before he's even available to play in the NFL. Once again here, Joe, but we've also talked about the possibility of using, maybe a second-round, third-round pick on a quarterback as a flyer. How do you see this thing kind of getting addressed here in the offseason?
Well, they need to do what you just said. They need to start drafting some quarterbacks. I think that is part of this, and I don't necessarily mean in the first round, but they need to find a guy that they can develop of their own. I would agree with that. The other thing that's interesting on this Deshaun Watson thing, don't think we're going to be the only ones out there looking at Deshaun Watson. I love everybody thinks the Dolphins only team. There's seven or eight teams right now trying to figure out, having this conversation in the last week of the season out of the playoffs, going, how do we get better at quarterback because we don't have our guy? Those conversations are – there's a lot of teams in the same boat. Some may draft a guy in the first round. But there's a lot of teams trying to figure out, how do we get through another year, upgrade it, sell our fan base, we're doing the right thing and going in the right direction. We're in a really difficult situation. That's why I continue to say, don't be surprised if Tua Tagovailoa is still in the mix for the starting quarterback job next year for the Miami Dolphins.
All right, Joe, before we let you run, your last couple days, how much Narcos have you watched, and does the wife still love you?
Not real pretty. With a matter of fact, I had to walk away from her. I've had a gut full of, just trying to communicate with her. I'm done for a while.
Okay.
And honestly, I've been watching those Alaskan shows mostly.
The Bushwhacker shows. Wow. Very
not
good.
The Bushwhacker, but Below Zero. I've been watching Below Zero and Port. There's a Port show that's like in the middle of an island. I've been watching that show.
These
crazy people. Like, I have to pretend that the camera guy's not there when they're out there in the middle of nowhere by themselves. I realize there's a cameraman with them, but you try to block that out. Like, they're really out in the middle of nowhere, 40 below zero, and there's grizzly bears, and they're out hunting and walking across these lakes that are supposed to be frozen. But, yeah. All that stuff.
All right,
well,
bro.
Feel
listen,
better
you,
from
yeah, you
all
feel
of
better.
Us.
Have
right.
some soup or something, you know, something.
Some stew. Yeah. Right, right. Whatever you can.
Have a nice warm bowl of soup.
Right. Whatever you can hold
all right.
down. Right.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, listen, thank you for
you've
letting
had,
me get a little bit
of us
fix
now,
in.
Huh? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No. I got a fix in. I appreciate you guys throwing a couple of softballs out there for me this morning.
Of course.
Unlimited flight, but a couple of softballs. Thank you. That was nice.
Good news, too. Joe, 2026, Hard Rock Stadium will host the national championship game. It's been announced by Brett McMurphy this morning.
The 2026 national championship game.
Back here in the mix, the fold, Hard Rock Stadium for the college football national championship. And by then, we should have the end of about a 20-team playoff to come down here, so it'd be nice.
Right.
Let's see if we can get Joe healthy here in 2022 before we worry about any of those future years. Let's see if we can get Joe healthy here in 2022.
Listen,
it's been a bad start to the year for you, man.
has not been the kind of start I was hoping for.
No.
The good news is
it can only go up from here.
Right. It's a good
you never
point.
Know. Possibly. You never know how the bug's gonna hit you. And you have no idea. No idea. My mother accused me of not getting vaccinated, so I've already thought I lied to her. So yeah. All right, you guys.
All right,
Joe. Joe, have a good weekend. Feel better.
See you guys. You too. You guys take care.
All right. Joe Rose joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. We have to say that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we get him feeling better soon here, Zach. We got to take a quick pause. We will come back. We'll take some of your texts here coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Mike Florio later on in the show as well. More to come.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm here on the Joe Rose Show.
Dolphins, Patriots, 4:25. That is Sunday's kickoff time for you. Let's give you the injury report. Brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. I am intrigued because I had to look at this two or three times. The Miami Dolphins injury report is clean. Everyone is a full participant yesterday. It looks like we will have a full participation of players that are either not on the COVID list, because it doesn't look like many people are injured on this team. Everyone on the Patriots, by the way, injury report is limited. Everybody. It looks like the entire 53-man roster is limited at this point. But for the Dolphins, everyone full. That's good news. And that is your injury report brought to you by the University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
All right, Zach, I got to ask you something. We just got a text here. It says, look at Drew Brees' first 3 years of the NFL. Tua and Brees have so many comparisons. I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't heard one comparison made between those two quarterbacks. That this is the first I'm hearing of this, besides maybe the fact that they're both short. I don't – is that –
Well, Drew Brees' whole thing was when he can't throw the ball downfield, doesn't have a very good arm. He's accurate but not very good, so I guess that comparison could be put there. But I haven't heard a lot when it comes to those two outside of a lot of people. And we had a random caller say it also, and I've heard it from one or two analysts before too, saying Sean Payton would be able to do wonders with a guy like Tua. It's the same thing as Drew Brees. I don't see it. Like, I don't see it yet, at least. I mean, Drew Brees didn't come in the league and all of a sudden take the league by fire. It took years before he became Drew Brees. So I don't know. Maybe Tua does need a change of scenery. Maybe he needs something different. I don't know what the answer is with that. I just know that so far in the 2 years or 1.5 years of starting for Tua, it has not been something where I'm looking at next season going, yes, 100%, he's our starter going into next year. If there's an upgrade to be made, I believe this Dolphin team not only will look into it, but more than likely try to get it.
All right, you want to read some texts here, Zach? 305-567-0560 is how you text us. We've also been taking a few calls this morning as well. So if you want to give us a call, we can certainly try to get to those as well. Here, texter from the 561 says, good luck to Joe. Just tell him it always looks darkest just before it goes completely black.
That's not nice.
Yeah,
oh, my
that's
God.
That's not nice.
I thought that
was going to take a nice turn there in that text. But that didn't go very well. You need to save, I think he's talking about me, saying Cabot instead of Cabot. That's radio gold. And whatever. Is it Cabot?
Mary Kay Cabot. I think it's Mary Kay Cabot. Yeah.
Who cares, man? What is it, Cleveland.com?
It is. She's been there in Cleveland for – it's the only reporter I would even possibly know that worked in Cleveland.
This is honestly – I got to tell you, I didn't even read the article. I'm not going to sit here and be a complete fraud because I'm not – there's no way I'm going to get through a Cleveland.com paywall. But I just the first I've ever really clicked on Cleveland.com. So
Mary Kay Cabot, right?
It doesn't matter. It's not Cabot. Right. I said Cabot. Usually the T is silent. Like who has like a T that you pronounce? Like usually it's a silent T.
Tua.
That's in the front of his name though. Like usually, but if the T is at the end of the name, it's silent.
You don't
usually,
say it.
Isn't it?
I'm going to have to now look for examples at this point, right?
Maybe it is Cabot. I don't even know. Whatever.
No matter what you said, it can't mess up my Friday, so I'm happy about it, right?
Okay. Every QB Cabo. That here we go from the 561 Cabot. Every QB that plays for the Dolphins needs a change of scenery.
It's unfortunate, but I mean, listen. The last example is a guy that's the number one seed his team is the number one seed in the AFC, and that's Ryan Tannehill. I don't know before that who it was, but just this last example says it all for you right now. They didn't do enough, or Ryan Tannehill didn't do enough. We'll never know the right answer to that question. I'm just hoping this is not the same case where we do this, Tua somehow runs somewhere else, gets somewhere else, gets in the playoffs, wins a couple playoff games, and then we're just sitting here at 8-8. Well, and you can't really go .500 anymore. You're either 9-8 or 8-9 to end the season, and you're stuck in what Hollywood has been saying for years now on the show. The worst place in sports, and especially football, is to be there right there in the middle and be mediocre, and that's unfortunately the Dolphins team right now.
We got a text about Taco Bell that I need to get to here in just a second. Here's Zach, that is very important about a new item. Tommy and Hialeah said that's been the talking heads shows all year, Brees and Tua comparisons.
I have seen some of it. Not a lot, but I have seen some,
I don't
some,
know
yeah.
what shows you guys are watching, but I haven't heard anyone compare. Drew Brees is second all-time in passing yards. I haven't heard anyone compare Tua to Drew
only
Brees.
Only because he can't throw, because he quote-unquote can't throw the deep ball. And that Drew Brees' biggest thing about him, which, listen, we should be lucky if we're Dolphin fans if someone's actually comparing the fact that Tua could be the next Drew Brees or has possibility to be Drew Brees. That'd be amazing. But Drew Brees switched sceneries, left San Diego at the time, which is now the LA Chargers, went to New Orleans, won a Super Bowl, and became one of the best quarterbacks of all time. So if Tua's even close to being in that category, I'm happy, except if he has to get there by leaving here, that wouldn't make me happy.
Someone's trying to give me a back door into these paywalls here. They give me a little link here, Zach. I got to tell you, full disclosure. So someone, one of my buddies on the group chat yesterday sent an article from the San Francisco Chronicle, which I don't even know if that's a real paper or not, but it said Bruce Arians out in Tampa Bay, and these guys are all Bucks fans. They all live in Tampa, and so they sent this thing to me, and I clicked the link, and you can
was
only
it an
imagine.
Article?
No, it wasn't an article. It was a photo, and you can only imagine what the photo
the
was.
The famous
and,
photo.
Yes,
right.
It was a very, very famous photo, and I was.
God bless
was,
him. He passed away, right? Yeah.
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he gets
That's
paid
my
every,
buddies,
time,
yeah.
Every
yeah.
time that thing pops up.
If
my
he
face
did,
there,
he'd be a billionaire just from my text chain, yeah.
If I was Tua, I would want out of here. I've said that, by the way. I think
yes,
I can't
have.
Imagine Tua is enjoying his time down here in Miami, and I think his last couple of comments have kind of led on to that just a little bit. Dan Orlovsky makes the Tua to Drew Brees comparison all the time.
Okay.
I don't really... You know, no offense to Dan Orlovsky. I don't watch a ton of Orlovsky. Not the biggest
pretty
fan.
Pretty good analyst. He's become a pretty good analyst.
Zach, Texter says, glad we're healthy going into the playoff season. That's good.
Fantastic, right, yeah.
Brees being that good only won one Super Bowl. Yeah.
Oh,
but
so
I,
did Aaron Rodgers. Are you going to say Aaron Rodgers? Not, and Dan Marino never won any, yeah, so like, take that. Come
yeah,
on.
I'd take Drew Brees Jeez. Any day of the week, my friend. Come on
right.
now.
Good
Texter does want to know, and this is a good. This is actually a legitimate question here, Zach, and we'll take a pause after this one. Is Will Fuller playing on Sunday?
What? Playing what? Like Monopoly?
Well, you said he wasn't on the injury report.
Because he's not even on, I don't even think he's on like the roster team anyway. I don't think he's around at all. He is on the IR. The guys are on the IR. I'm not going to go through every name on the IR for this Dolphins team. Will Fuller has not played since, I think, like week 4, and he's not going to play anytime soon, and he'll never be in a Dolphins jersey again unless he signs another one-year deal for about $150,000 for next year, because that's how much I'd pay him to come back.
All right, coming up here in the next segment, we got a couple of things to get through here. First thing is the texter asked, would Tua even command a third-round pick in a hypothetical trade, noting that Josh Rosen got a second. That one we will get to. A couple more of these Drew Brees comparisons here, which, again, don't make a whole lot of sense to me. And I got to look into this here. Texter said that Taco Bell has chicken wings exclusively
what?
On the menu until January the 12th.
That's only 5 more days if true.
I will say this. I did make it to Taco Bell to try the new couple of burritos that they added to the menu.
How'd that go?
So every time I've gone to Taco Bell recently, I've gone a few different times. A couple of times they've told me they're not even taking orders because they're only doing delivery and they didn't have enough people there to make
oh,
the
nice.
Food.
Right.
So that really was a kind of hurt my evening. But last time I went, they were out of, I think it was chicken they were out of.
Wow.
Yeah, so one time I went, they only had steak. They were out of everything but steak. But so they only had like one or two of the meats. But anyway, I did try the new burritos. They were both delicious.
Oh, I'm sure I can imagine.
Very
you
good.
Love,
best
you
$2.
Love some Taco Bell, man.
But who doesn't though?
But if you were able to go to a Taco Bell for like let's say dinner tonight or like a nice Mexican restaurant to get tacos, also, what would you pick?
Probably
would you go to Taco Bell.
I think Taco Bell is as good of Mexican food as I've ever had.
Okay,
right?
That's interesting.
I mean, to me, no. I just like I really like that everything's just kind of smothered in cheese and.
Yeah, you can get that
like
at a
they
restaurant
have a grilled
too.
Cheese burrito. It's like just covered in cheese. Like
right, you could get that at a restaurant too if you wanted extra cheese.
I do like
exclusively
what's
at Taco Bell.
You know which Mexican place I do like? I like Taco Rico right across from UM.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like a
I've
US
eaten
one
there.
In,
yeah.
in
yeah.
Coral Gables. I do like that place. I will give that the nod, actually. But Taco Bell, like, you can never go wrong, man. Like, I'm working the Miami Duke game on Saturday night. I'll be calling out with Joe Z. I'll probably hit a Taco Bell pretty hard on the way home.
I'm guessing on the way there and the way home, maybe.
Well,
a little snack beforehand,
I'm
or
trying
no?
to still fit into some of my clothes here, Zach. But,
oh, okay. So afterwards, better.
Yeah. Well, so we're having another kid, and my wife continues to get bigger and bigger, so I'm trying to support her. By continuing
nice
to eat as much Taco Bell as I can. All right, we'll get to more of your texts. Some of these people on the text machine are bringing up some good questions here. So we'll get to some of that stuff when we get back here. You're listening to a Football Friday here on WQAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, very good morning and welcome back to Dolphins Friday here. Zach, it's brought to you by Gunther Kia. Get your new Kia with Gunther Plus at Gunther Kia or online at GuntherKia.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. As you want to jump back into some of these texts here, we got a lot of stuff going. Dolphins and Patriots on Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium. Season finale there for the Dolphins as the football season here in South Florida, Zach, comes to a relatively abrupt and I suppose disappointing finish here for everyone involved as Miami Hurricanes didn't even get a chance to play in their bowl game. But with that being said, the Miami Hurricanes have turned the page in a big way here, and Mario Cristobal comes in, Dan Radakovich, the new athletic director. So the expectations at the U will be sky high here moving forward. Speaking of the University of Miami, I want to mention this again. The Hurricanes are going to go on the road. They're going to play Duke on Saturday night. It's an 8 o'clock start. You can catch the game right here on WQAM. Josie will be at Duke. I'll be here in the studio. It's going to be a lot of fun. Should be a great ball game. I hope everyone can tune in and listen. And Miami coming off a tremendous win earlier this week. Yeah, against Syracuse, down 18 in that ball game. They come back and win, and we got to get the atmosphere at the Watsco Center. We got to get that thing in full force here, man. It was fun. Earlier this week, what was that? That game was on Wednesday. It was fun, but yeah, we got to get that place packed here, Zach, and get behind that Miami Hurricanes basketball team. If you haven't taken notice yet, it's one of the most enjoyable teams that we have going in this town right now. So it's been a lot of fun. Coach Larrañaga is the best. He does an amazing job over there, and you can't say enough about the halftime adjustments that team made. Man, they were getting pounded in the first half by Syracuse. They come back and just dominate and end up winning that game. It was really incredible to see there. So you have that story going, and they will play again at Duke, a couple of unbeatens in the conference here, both with perfect conference records. So that's a good one, man. That'll be a lot of fun up there on the road, Cameron Indoor.
Real good test.
I told Josie the other day, I said, you know, what time do I get there for the flight? You know, I just want to see if I could sneak my way in.
Have you been to Cameron?
I have not. And you know how I feel about college basketball, Zach. And it's certainly on my short list of places I would like to go. I'd like to at some point kind of do that little triangle trip up there and try to do the Carolinas. I really would like to see, you know, UNC and Duke. I'd love to see basketball games there at some point in my life here. So that's
where you want to talk about college basketball atmosphere. That is one hell of a triangle to go visit right there for that. Duke, I mean, I can't even imagine. I know some guys that went to Duke and there were huge basketball fans, and that's life there. Like we're just set in another world down here, or in the state of Florida in general. Whether you went to Florida State, Florida, Miami, USF, UCF, doesn't matter. It's all about football. But man, when you go to one of those schools that's all about basketball, it's so much different. And when I was at Florida, they were good in basketball too. Right after I left is when they obviously, of course, started winning national championships in basketball. But when you get a good basketball team, it's really a lot of fun on campus too. Football is a different animal, but basketball is a lot of fun. I drove from Gainesville to Indianapolis for the Final Four when the Gators were in it, when Udonis played in that. They lost to Michigan State in the national championship. But in that first game, they beat North Carolina in the Final Four. And let me tell you, North Carolina fan, I thought it was going to be a lot of Florida people there maybe. That was Carolina blue, that entire RCA dome, wherever the hell it was in Indianapolis. But it's really fun college basketball. I love college basketball.
Well, one of the crazy things was, you know, leading into that Syracuse game, first off, they had me on the radio up there in Syracuse.
Oh.
They did like a whole segment with me talking, asking me like real questions about the team. Like they like right. really, really focus in on it. Like it's a big talking point up there. And I understand there's less going on in Syracuse, New York than perhaps down here in South right. Florida. But that, no, they were asking me with all these questions. And then they go, 6:30 pregame for an 8 o'clock game. I go, wow, you guys do a 90-minute pregame for basketball.
Right.
That's pretty serious stuff there. And by the way, Syracuse, because they're like the media school and all that, they traveled
of
like
course.
There was like student radio and student TV and all the Syracuse alumni were there and coming up and saying
oh,
hi
don't
to Josie,
say anything
all, like,
bad.
The
There's
famous...
too many down here. Be careful. Don't do that.
Oh, that no, I don't have to say anything. Their team's record speaks for itself.
Right.
So I don't
I'm just talking about the journalism school in general.
No,
there
I'm sure it's
of,
good.
A lot
I'm
of
sure
people out there, right.
It's good.
Right.
We're getting a bunch of texts in here, Zach, but I do want to hit on one specific one here, and we can jump. Obviously, we'll jump right back into this Dolphin stuff here in the 9 o'clock hour. But this is important here, Zach. Which Walmart did you go to get the cards? Because this person has been texting us for a couple of days now in a row, and I feel like we need to address this here because this is a serious issue on the show here. We have people that are going out looking for cards
right.
the different department stores. No.
No, that would be like, you know,
that's like
Macy's or
right?
something. Like
so
that,
what are
right?
those yeah. places called?
This is more like a superstore because it's like a grocery mm-hmm. and like a right. You can buy clothes and stuff
what
for
if it
your
doesn't
house.
Have the grocery store, though? That it's not like a super Walmart or a super Target, right?
Right, right.
Like the Target by me is not super. No, it's not. The one by me
oh,
is not
Oh, it doesn't
not
have
super.
Groceries?
No. I mean, it has some no. stuff, but not like the full grocery store. So it's not like a super Target.
Right, right.
So it's
I don't
not
know.
A department store, right? Like
interesting.
Department store
no,
is,
not
is a
department
dated
store.
Term for like
right.
one of those like out of right. business mall stores, right?
Right. Yeah. No, it's okay. not. Yeah, I guess it's not. The one that I went to get the cards was right here in Davie, the Davie one on I guess University and Griffin, and there's another one down Griffin also by Flamingo that I think they had it at one point also, but I got them here at University and Griffin. But good luck because I haven't seen them since that day. Like, I have not seen anything since that day. I've been there probably one or two times since, and I have not seen them. So that one guy who armful took down the entire counter was the last guy to see cards at this Walmart.
I've kind of gotten to the point, like, I used to go frequent the Target. There's one, like, right here near the station on the way home, and I would go, like, I don't know, 3-4 days a week, you know, because I don't have a whole lot going on after right. the show here. My son's in school for a bit, so I don't have, you know, a whole lot going on, so... I would hit it, you know, quite often, and I found the best way, Zach, now is just to go to a card store and kind of buy what I want. So I you know, rather go to like AA Mint Cards, which is, by the way, there are a lot of people ask us. It's up there right across from Cooper City High School, so you can go there. They have individual cards in the boxes. They have like every card box you could want. They are all different prices. So that to me is like a little bit of an easier way to go about doing it. But yeah, you can try your luck. Like I went to a Walmart.
You could hunt or you could go to the regular place, right?
I went to a Walmart the other day and they had a ton of cards. The only problem is they were all baseball and car racing.
Mm.
And I know that the car racing stuff is popular. I just don't feel like opening car racing cards because I don't know any of the people are.
Right, right.
So I don't feel like doing that. But this guy says the best place to get sealed boxes is online from Breakers. Yeah, so everyone has their own ways here. I kind of like to just go to a store where I know like everything is there, and I also will, you know, I'll spend some time looking at their wall of graded cards as well. And like right. I mentioned, Zach, I'm in a couple of some very serious bidding wars right now on eBay. A little bit low stakes, but they're very serious nonetheless.
You are really, really, like people might think that we're doing this as shtick, but you are really into this.
No, I am.
Like,
and another
really
text, the texter
it, right.
came back this morning that said we should do a card show. Like we should just talk cards. And I'm kind of all about that, man. I would, mm-hmm. I'd be very happy to do that. We need to get the guys from AA Mint, though, to come and have us do some more breaks for them. That
right.
would be fun.
That
That's
fun.
What we need to
right.
do.
Right.
All right. What we do need to do, though, is also go to break because Mike Florio is going to join us. We're going to talk Dolphins here in the 9 o'clock hour, get some picks here for this last week of the season. That's all coming up here. The 9 o'clock hour on a Football Friday is next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.